Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's series of quick tips comes yet again from my local police station, the Topanga Area Station of the Los Angeles Police Department. They sent out another email to all residents who subscribe to their mailing list with an interesting series of tips. I've been subscribed to their list for the past few years, but they've been really stepping up their use of email as an outreach device, and they've been providing some really good information. So here's the email, and it has 5 points. The first one is, when making large purchases, take them home instead of leaving them in your car. Many thieves prowl the parking lots looking for victims who drop off heavy packages in their cars to continue shopping. And the second one is, protect your purses. Never leave your purse unattended in a shopping cart or in a dressing room. Thieves will take every opportunity to steal your purse. Always maintain physical control of your purse, wearing it if possible. Protect your credit card numbers. Shopping malls fall victim to teams of con men and women who use every conceivable method to obtain your credit card numbers. Once these numbers are obtained, they charge your accounts to the maximum levels. And the fourth one is, a favorite holiday gift to give and receive are gift cards. Thieves also target mail in search of envelopes containing these gift cards. Community members without secured mailboxes should be aware of their mail drop-off times and ensure that it's picked up as soon after delivery as possible. Many community members are at work during these drop-off times. It's the perfect time for the neighborhood to keep an eye out for each other. Report mail theft to the Topanga station or your local police station and obtain the suspect's license plate numbers. And the fifth one is a recent trend in the San Fernando Valley has been the UPS follow-home thefts. Suspects have been following UPS, FedEx, and United States Postal Service trucks dropping off packages in the neighborhoods. These thieves will watch a package being dropped off and left at the door. If the package is not immediately picked up, the thief will steal the package and its contents. With the holiday season coming closer, we can expect that this crime trend will continue. Again, this is a very good time for neighbors to look out for each other. Considering delivering the package with a requirement that the receiver must sign for it. This, of course, is an inconvenience, but not as big as an inconvenience as never receiving the package. So, those are some really pretty good tips from my local police station. I also just want to throw out there a quick note about email being sent into the show. I am, once again, a few months behind on emails. I have some time off coming up at the end of the year, and I will respond to all my messages then. I just really apologize for the delay. I do read all the messages when they come in. I just don't always have the time to sit down and write out an appropriate response. You folks put a lot of thought into your messages to me, and I want to give you the same courtesy. I just ask for your patience. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.